behind the word law.
我们来看看这个，就是这个律这个后面这个意义。
Paragraph F.
F 这一段。
A law is an activity that happens in a consistent way with the same results.
就是我们讲的律的话，就是指的一种活动，它是持续固定的发生，而且每次的导致的结果是一样的。
A law is a principle that is proven to hold true.
就是这个律是被证明过是真实的这样的一个原则。
It functions the same way every time.
它每一次它做工的原则是一样的。
For example,
就好比说
the law of gravity,
就我们讲到说那个地心引力
works 100% of the time exactly the same way.
就是每一次地心引力它运作的方式都是一致的。
The law of gravity works in San Francisco the same way that it works in Washington, D.C.
所以不管是在三藩市或者在 D.C. 那个地方，地心引力它的运作的方式都一模一样，结果也一样。
Unless a more powerful law is introduced, the law of gravity will work the same every single time.
所以除非有个更强的原则被引入，否则呢，那个地心引力它那个作用是每次都一致的。
There's something more powerful than the law of gravity.
那有一个比地心引力更强的一个律。
It's called the law of aerodynamics.
就我们讲到说一个空气的动力。
You get in an airplane.
你进到坐到飞机里面。
They turn the engines on and the airplane takes off.
他们开动了那个引擎，然后的飞机起飞。
As long as the engine is on.
那只要那个引擎持续是开的。
You will be free from the law of gravity pulling you down to the earth.
你就能够从那个地心里面得到自由，而不会落到地上。
But if they turn that engine off, the airplane's going to come under the law of gravity.
那就是如果，但是他们如果把引擎关掉，那这个飞机就会在地心引力的作用之下会掉下来。
But as long as the engine is on, the law of aerodynamics will set us free from the law of gravity.
那但是只要引擎是持续开的，那这样这个空气力学这个律就能够带我们离开地心引力的这样的一个律。
Paragraph G.
G 这一段。
It says in Romans 8:2,
在罗马书第八章第二节
that the law of the spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death.
就是赐生命圣灵的律呢，让我从那个罪跟死的律当中得自由。
Using the analogy of the airplane,
如果我用刚才飞机的例子
the law of aerodynamics has set me free from the law of gravity.
也就是说呢，就是空气力学的这个律呢，释放我从地心引力的律里面出来。
The spirit of life is a consistent law that works in us.
就是生命圣灵律在我们里面其实是个持续不断的一个定律。
It has more power than the law of sin and death.
那它比那个死亡罪跟死亡的律更为强。
But we have to have the engines on.
但是我们必须那个引擎必须是开动的。
We have to be connected and in fellowship with the Holy Spirit for this to operate in our life.
为了让这个生命圣灵的律能够持续的运作，我们需要跟圣灵相交，持续的保持联系。